From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A heat wave is oppressing states from Iowa to New Jersey. Temperatures are soaring to the triple digits, while some people in mid-Atlantic states are still waiting for air conditioning. This following last weekend's damaging storms that cut power. In Ohio, excessive heat is blamed for the deaths of three people found alone in their homes this week. Fred Kite of member station WOUB reports there are fears that number could grow.
An Ohio coroner says the three people who died were suffering from heart disease, but died from stress caused by high temperatures in their houses. They were older and lived in rural areas. Temperatures inside the homes were said to be stifling, with windows closed and no ventilation. All were without power from the recent storm outages. The coroner says the three likely would have survived if they'd been in cooler places. The forecast calls for temperatures to again exceed 100 degrees. State officials are urging Ohio residents to take precautions against the severe heat and check on their neighbors to see if they need help. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.
Employees for the city of Scranton, Pennsylvania now make $7.25 per hour. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Scranton's mayor says he cut public employee salaries because there isn't enough money in the bank to pay full wages.
A judge ruled against the pay cut, but Scranton Mayor Chris Doherty says when checks went out, he had no other choice.
You know, I want the employees to get paid. Our people work hard, our police and fire. I just don't have enough money. And I can't print it in the basement.
Mayor Doherty and the city council are locked in a battle over whether Scranton should raise taxes or borrow money to fill a budget gap. John Judge is president of the local firefighters union.
This is a power struggle is essentially what it is with the workers caught in the middle.
Judge says unions will take the issue back to court on Monday. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The Obama administration has declared Afghanistan a major non-NATO ally. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stopped in Kabul for a brief unannounced visit today. Clinton says this will promote close defensive cooperation between the countries when U.S. troops leave Afghanistan in 2014. Clinton and Afghan President Hamid Karzai are now headed for Japan. They'll attend an international conference on civilian assistance for Afghanistan. Libyans are celebrating their first free election since the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi, who controlled that country for decades. Voters are choosing members of a 200-seat parliament. It will create a new Libyan government. But there have been problems. A helicopter carrying ballots was shot down this week over Benghazi, killing one election worker. Ballots have been burned and polling stations were attacked. There are also disagreements over who will win the election. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. One person has been gored in the leg and several others injured in the annual Running of the Bulls festival in Pamplona, Spain. Despite the threat of injury and even death, the tradition lives on, as Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid.
Up to a million revelers pack Pamplona each July for the San Fermin Festival. Hotels quadruple their prices and fill up months in advance.
Pamplonesis! Pamplonesas!
In a mix of Basque language and Spanish, a local councilman kicked off the San Fermin Festival on Friday. It goes through next weekend with the running of the bulls each morning, parties through the day, and bullfights by night. With booze flowing and sometimes treacherous cobblestone streets, there are injuries every year. At least 15 people have died in the past century, including an American in 1995. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Flooding in southern Russia has killed nearly 100 people near the Black Sea region. Up to a foot of rain may have fallen on the Krasnodar region, which is about 750 miles south of Moscow. The rain hit when many people were sleeping and had to flee for their lives. A provincial governor says there has been nothing like this for the past 70 years. Photographs from the region show wrecked cars, debris, and water as high as the roofs of some houses. British police arrested a seventh person today in connection with an alleged terror plot. Authorities say they detained a 22-year-old woman. She joins six other people who were arrested on the same charges last Thursday, including three brothers who live near Olympic Park in London. You're listening to NPR News.